Allah Ta'ala has mentioned these two instances for us to get a complete conviction and yaqeen of Akhirat. Both of them are for the same purpose, so that we have full yaqeen, full conviction that the life of the Akhirat is a reality and that we have to live for that life, not for this life. This life is to prepare for that life. This life is not to live it up, to enjoy for this world and make all amass all money, investments, etc., and leave it behind and go empty-handed to the Akhirat. That we have yaqeen in the Akhirat and we prepare, and when we leave this dunya, with this dunya's things we leave behind, but we have prepared tremendously for the Akhirat, saved ourselves completely from azab in Jahannam, and go directly into the great, great enjoyments and pleasure of Jannat and in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. However, may Allah reward the ulama, and those ulama especially who not only have got knowledge, but they have got the love of Allah and contact with Allah Ta'ala. What beautiful points they have taught us from these two instances. The purpose of both are the same, but there are great differences between the two, and in that there are great lessons for us to learn. The first instance was of Hazrat Uzair, where he passed by Baytul Muqaddas, which was completely destroyed at that time. And he made dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and he said that Anna yuhyi hadhihi Allahu ba'da mawtiha. Oh Allah, how will you bring this back to life? In there was a little bit of a taste of doubt that he had. Not he did not have any doubt, but the words that he used, that how will Allah Ta'ala bring back a place that is destroyed completely like this? How will Allah Ta'ala bring it back to life? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, on the other hand, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he said that, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyil mauta. I know that you will bring the dead back to life, but show me how will you bring it back to life. So there was adab in the words of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, which was lacking in the words of Uzair alayhi salam. Consequently, the ulama have written, Allah did not mention Uzair's name. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah mentioned his name. In there is a great thing to be accepted in the eyes of your beloved, that is Allah Ta'ala. Or the great and the pious and righteous people. The many times we know with the righteous, pious people will quote an incident where they mention the name of the person. That means they are happy with that person, and that is a great sign of our acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. And another, we did the right thing, but they won't mention our name because their hearts are not so open about that person. So then there is a little bit of lacking of acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. So we should always try. And many people, ordinary people, who are not ulama, but their attitude towards the mashayikh and the elders is such that the mashayikh have great love for them and great feeling for them. On the other hand, many people who though have got knowledge, but that knowledge has brought some pride in them. And you can see that in their attitude. So the hearts of the buzurgs don't open to those people. And that is not a good sign. Where the hearts open, that is a very good sign that you have been accepted. Further, we see that for Uzair alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala made it such that he had to undergo the test within himself. That is, he died and he was dead for 100 years. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah did not let him die. And Allah did not let him go through a test in himself. Allah told him to slaughter 4 birds, which was outside him. Uzair alayhi salam had to go through it himself. He had to go through that he had passed away to get his answer. He was put to death. And he stayed for, another point is that he stayed for in death for 100 years. Ibrahim alayhi salam did not die. And immediately Allah gave him the answer. That also because Ibrahim alayhi salam had that adab in asking. How we ask even a question of a buzurg. And one is we ask it in such a way that we are objecting to him. And one is with humility and humbleness, that we want to learn, we want to know. There is a great difference between this. And all this comes by Sohbat al-Saliheen, staying in the company of the righteous and pious people, exercising our zikr regularly, and the other instructions given. Then this humility comes into a person, and with humility, man tawaza'a lillah, a person who humbles himself to Allah, rafa'ahullah. Allah raises that person, and whom Allah raises him very, very high. On the other hand, muhammad takabbara, a person, and one of the natural things that come with deeni knowledge also, that comes with it, and that has to be extracted from it, is pride. When a person gets knowledge, then automatically he feels, I know more than others. I know masalas others don't know. I'm an alim, others are jahil. And this is very, very dangerous. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. A person who has pride to whatever extent, Allah drops that person. That person falls down in spite of his knowledge. So it's very important to remove that. And for that, ulama say, after having studied, stay in the company of some righteous, pious person, so that this pride that has come in you can be taken out, and now your knowledge will shine through. You will benefit, others will benefit from it. Otherwise, with pride, a person doesn't benefit from his knowledge also, and others also don't benefit. So there are great differences. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam himself, he did not have to go through anything because of the adab that he had. Uzair alayhi salam, for 100 years he had to remain dead. Then he got his answer. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam got his answer immediately. So these are great lessons that Allah Ta'ala has taught us. And this is studying and learning the Quran Sharif. Not just reading it and believing in it, to have complete yaqeen. And the more a person devotes himself and his heart has been cleaned, so much Allah takes out the treasures and the gems and jewels of the Quran Sharif, and Allah presents it to that person. And a person who hasn't made this effort, he will just have the outward knowledge of Quran Sharif, and all these beautiful things, he will just bypass them, and he will not benefit from them. So therefore, the company of the righteous and the pious, together with acquiring knowledge, is also an absolute necessity. And the sum total of it is, to whatever extent Allah grants it to us, we don't take out time to do this. We are too busy in our dunya. We haven't got time to learn adab and respect also. So at least what we should do, how much we can have adab, respect at all time, which is today a thing which is almost lost. And one of the main causes of that is the platforms of the social media, where a person just sitting wherever he is with his phone, whether even he's in a toilet, and he's typing some message there. There is no adab left in anything whatsoever. Then that is a cause of great deprivation. A person, and the worst is when a person thinks, I'm somebody great and I'm somebody big, and there's nobody like me. But in the meantime, he has got no value by Allah Ta'ala. And a person who hasn't got adab, he's got no value by Allah Ta'ala. As these two instances make it very clear, to have adab, respect, is a very, very great thing. May Allah bless us with the Quran Sharif, the nur of the Quran Sharif, and the great lessons which are hidden in the ayat. They are not open, they haven't been open to us. It is when we take it from these great, great people whose hearts have been opened, and they explain it to us, at least then we should take it. Otherwise, even then we don't take the lessons. We should take these lessons and bring these qualities within us. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.